We are in Zion and Bays. And we just answered that Aku is on the western side of Eretz Yisrael, and there's a strip of land that goes from Aku to Gziv. On the right side is Chutz La'aretz, which is north of Eretz Yisrael, due north of Eretz Yisrael. On the left side is Eretz Yisrael. The road, I guess, is not exactly on the Mediterranean shore. It's a little bit inland, and the left side is still Eretz Yisrael, even though it's north of Aku. But it's only a strip of land as compared to the other rest of Eretz Yisrael, which Rashi says you square off. I don't think Eretz Yisrael is square, but it means if you draw a line, this strip of land extends northward of that line that you would draw from Aku due east.
And that's on the coast?
It's near the coast. The Aku itself is on the coast, but the strip of land can't be on the coast because the Gemara says on the left side of the road. There must be something on the left side of the road.
So
the strip is on the left side, is on the coast. The road is not exactly on the coast. Right. The road is not exactly on the coast. The road is a little bit in, meaning it's not like you're driving on the Belt Parkway and you see the whatever, is that the Hudson? Or the east or the Hudson, whatever you see, right? It's not. I said the Belt Parkway. Right, it's right by the Hursana, right? Whatever it is, you see water on your right side, right? This is not that because you're not seeing the water right next to you. The road is a little bit inland. That's what I'm saying. Okay. We are up to, hard to find, I guess, go across Tisus Ha and come down two lines. Frank the Gemara, do you have time to sin the Hoga? Would the Tana spend time giving you a simon of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz from a road? Like, this is not even the main part of Eretz Yisrael. Like, we're using a road to the right, to the left. It's a very small area. Zakti Gemara, yes, in Kronami Yav Simna, the Torah also uses roads as a simon. The Chsev, Vayayim Ruin, they said, Hinechag L'Hashem B'Shiloi M'Yomim Yemina, there's a Yom Tov T'Hashem in Shiloi every year, Asher Mitzvayna L'Beisel, Shiloi is north of Beisel, Mizrocha HaShemesh, to the east. Mizrocha HaShemesh means the east, where the sun rises. L'Mesila Ayla MiBeisel Shchema. You want to know where Shiloi is? The road that goes from Beisel to Shchem, to the east of that is Shiloi. The Pot is identifying the location of Shiloi by using a road. It's saying to the east of the road that goes from Beisel to Shechem. Uminegev Levina, and it's south of Levina. So here is the Pasuk using the Amar Abba L'Mizrach HaShem Asila, that the Pasuk is identifying Shiloh is to the east of the road. So if the Pasuk can give you a simon using a road, so can the Mishnah. So can a Braisa.
The road is one of the extremities, one of the...
Not there, not in the Pasuk.
No.
And the Pasuk is...
The question was, the road is insignificant?
Why would we bother talking about a road to the right of the road, the left of the road? It's not the way you describe something.
But is it one of the borders?
No.
It's not one of the borders?
Again, Akko is the border if you go straight across. There's a little strip of land that goes up.
And if something was planted there...
And we're using the road... Again, what's bothering the Gemara is the fact that you're using the road
as the divider.
Why would you use a road? You would give some other kind of physical things instead of a road. Meaning, you don't say to the right of Bendemeer and to the left of Bendemeer.
Yeah,
it's telling you that the road, the right side is one thing, the left side is the other. That means we're talking about a road. Would a Tana talk about a road? And the answer is the Pasuk talks about a road, so the Tana can talk about a road. Rashi. Let's look at Rashi.
That strip by the water to the left is not Eretz Yisrael?
It is.
The left it is. The right is not.
The strip.
The strip is here.
Yeah.
This is
the
top. Oh, got it. This, that little strip.
I think
got the strip. Got it.
Is a Ritzua chashiv enough to put a siman on it. Krav nami yav simna mitzua kigam mesila, like a road. I'm a republican. Mizrachu shem mesila come across the kai mesilai. The mitzvahin on the base elk sim. It's north of base elk. Makarka mizrachu hashem shem mesila kai. So east must be on the road. Shila mitzav on the base elk. Mizrachu shem mesila b'drayim mishalavina. Now Tysus asks Avram Cohen's question. So it's a Tysus kasha. You shouldn't think he didn't ask a good question. Tysus is asked, what's wrong in giving you the border of Eretz Yisrael? If it's a road, it's a road. What kind of kasha is that? That's Tysus' question. So Tysus answers, it's not that the strip of land is insignificant. What's bothering us is that we should give a better definition of that strip of land rather than a road. Rashi makes it sound, is one little strip enough to talk about? And Tysus says, why not? And Tysus' answer, it's not that the strip bothers us, it's the way we're defining the boundary of the strip by making a road. Why would you use a road as a boundary? And the answer is we see Psukim use a road as a way of figuring things out. Zakti Gemara Vayter, we're going into a new sugya now. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Tanachada, we learned of one brisa, I may be get Besvina, can maybe be Eretz Yisrael. We are talking now in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, in the bodies of waters that are located in Eretz Yisrael. So according to one Madi Amar, bringing a get there, if a shliach brings a get was written there, and then it's delivered to the dry land, it doesn't need b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. It was written in the sea, on the boat. A boat in Eretz Yisrael was traveling down the Jordan River, or the Yarmouk River. I don't even know. There's supposed to be seven rivers in Eretz Yisrael, I believe.
Mediterranean
Pashtus not. The Gemara is going to get to the Mediterranean later. At this point, we're talking about rivers, bodies of water in Eretz Yisrael proper. Kinneret. There's seven rivers and four lakes, I think. Four big lakes. And Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says Shivan Haaretz, I think, and Zvor, but I don't know what they are, but there are seven rivers. So he's bringing the get on one of those rivers, which means the get was written on one of those rivers on a boat, now being delivered to Tel Aviv. Does he have to say b'fanenechtem or not? So one Brisa says no. He is in Eretz Yisrael territorial waters. He's in Eretz Yisrael. But Tanya Yidok may be b'chutz l'aretz. That the water is considered chutz l'aretz. Now,
temporary dwelling, or is it like a yacht?
The boat, a yacht.
People have done it for extra long.
It's interesting. The Achrayim talk about that. Pashtus not. Tysus asked the Kasha, how can you say that this is worse than Mavlois? Right? We said the cities that are enveloped by Eretz Yisrael, it was only one Mandi Amram that said Loi Plug. Every other two other Mandi Amram said, you don't have to say B'fananachtam. How can the water in Eretz Yisrael proper be less Eidem Mitzuyim L'Kaimai than again, that's you're explaining Tysus' discussion. So Tysus answers that it's Gara Mimuvlois, just says that. It's Mavlois is more bottled to the land of Eretz Yisrael than Caesar. It's a separate entity. It's water, not land. And since it's water, not land, it might have the halacha of chutz l'aretz.
In what way?
In that you need to say b'fananechtem,
b'fananechtem. What way is it worse because of Eretz?
Let me try to explain this. You're right. If you went with Eretz Yisrael and L'Kaima, you'd have a big problem. If you went with the Shema, you have a big problem. You go with a light plug. Now, the problem is, we didn't make a light plug for Mavlois. Light plug means we just made it across the board. We made no difference. We said all chutz l'aretz has the same halacha besides Rebbevo. But we didn't make a light plug vis-a-vis Mavlois, according to two Tanoim. Right? So why are we doing this? So Tysus says, this is worse than Mavlois. It's less bottled to the land than Mavlois are. Tysus doesn't say a reason, but Tysus just says that fact, meaning he knows you're going to ask that question. So he says, Mavlois are enveloped by Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, in their land to land is bottled. Whereas water to land is a different entity, and therefore it has a halacha of chutz
la'aretz. Would that be different? You're up in the air? Can
we do a little bit more, and we'll get back to that. Taisus is gotcha. He was mechav to Taisus is gotcha.
I could do also by looking further, by looking ahead.
You have to learn how to forgive him. You should say, Baruch Mach, I agree to your kasha. Something Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Yirmi Aloy Kasha. And this is, by the way, I'm going to explain the Gemara on surface. We might even say, it's a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara does here, but the Gemara doesn't, so we're going to go with the Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Yirmi Aloy Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanu. So, Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanu. Did not. Over chutz la'aretz, above between the la'aretz. You have dirt from chutz la'aretz that's on a boat in Eretz Yisrael. And you planted plants in the boat. It's a boat. In the boat is dirt. And you grew your tomatoes. Tomatoes also, you know, not tomatoes. You grew wheat, barley. In the dirt on the boat. You have a little garden in the boat. Do you have to separate Trumas and Maestras or not? Just my colleague is Tanoim. Hanukkah says, Chayeb and Maestras or Meshvias. And you're Mechuyev and Shmita, Shmita year this year. You would have to rest. And you cannot plant on the boat. No, it's not an Atzis Nakov. It's on a boat. The boat better not have a hole in it. If you have a hole in the boat, you don't have a boat.
Doesn't get nourished
with your water. There's a boat. What? It's a boat. If the boat had a hole in it, we got problems.
Guarantee you, Rebbe, that's not Toys
discussion. No. I'm Rebbe Yehuda. Amos is an anshashmina gesheshes. If the boat is dragging itself on the land, how does he translate gesheshes?
Touching the
riverbed. Then it's Eretz Yisrael. I have an anshashmina gesheshes bucker. So here you have a machlokes. Whether the in the river in Eretz Yisrael, when it's not touching the riverbed, is it considered Eretz Yisrael or not? One of the other says you're chayiv in Trumas and Maizis, you're in Eretz Yisrael. And one of the other says you're not chayiv in Trumas and Maizis, you're not in Eretz Yisrael. That means the surface of the water, besides the riverbed, is not Eretz Yisrael. So the same thing comes to Gittin. Now, Gittin has nothing to do with nutrition or nourishment, but on the other hand, Gittin has to do with Eretz Yisrael or not. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda is telling me planting on a boat is not chayv and Trumas and Maizis because it's not growing in Eretz Yisrael, not even chayv and Rabbanon. And also, Shayden Nakuv, a flower pot without a hole, is chayv rabbinically. This is not chayv at all. You're in chutz la'aretz.
Does the upper make a difference? The upper, the originating.
We'll get there in a second. You're trying to swallow up everything in 1 minute. We'll see. But that's the machloikis, and that affects Gittin, Rashi. Yeah.
And
Nakuv
is not
Chayim? It's Chayim
Drabanon.
Nakuv is Chayim Deraisa. But here it's not Nakuv because he's in a boat. It better not be Nakuv. If he was in a Nakuv, he wouldn't be in the boat.
And the difference between the boat and the
Nakuv? That's what he's saying, because he's saying you're plucked completely.
So he would also say that about
in
a flower plant
and an Nakuv? It's the next piece of Gemara. Not really, but yes and no. He doesn't say it's Chayim and Rabbanon. And us and Shane and Uncle Benet to Saul is Chayim and Rabbanon. This is not even Chayim and Rabbanon. That means you're in Chutz La'aretz. So if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're Trumas and Maizis. You're in Chutz La'aretz, you're Get. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, how may we get the Svina, Shenichta Besvina, Kasal Kedaitach, the Benhoris, the Eretz Yisrael Kamar. Known as the Kasal Kedaitach, because later on the Gemara will have a Teretz that says differently. Kamebi Meretz Yisrael, Kil the Mevi Yoderach Yibasha, like on dry land, Vein the Tzarech Leim, and Fonei Nechtav. Tang Yidach, maybe Bechutz Farach, and or Engli Tarech, and Bachim, and all Tarech Farach. It's not considered Eretz Yisrael. Other Chutz Farach, Abba Besina Larech, Zara Besina Besamcha, and you planted it in the boat, and it grew. Vasvina Shocheresi, the Eina Tzricha Linochah, the Vaisi Menochahs Bekarka, to the Amr Bemenochahs. Rashi holds that the boat's made out of clay, therefore if it would be touching the ground, it would be considered attached to the ground, even though it doesn't have a hole. But Cheres does not stop the nutrition from going. Cheres is the difference between eight and cheres. A wooden boat without a hole is an utter chain and akuv. A sphina of cheres that touches the ground is as if it's in the ground. And therefore, if it touches the ground, Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayim. If it doesn't touch the ground, that's not an Eretz Yisrael. The water is a hefsek. Chayav as a meiser shvius. Shabbat haris Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Gasheshes. Begasheshes bekarkish ein amayim amukim. It's rubbing itself on the ground, means it's not very deep water, because if it were deep water, the boat wouldn't be in the waterbed. Not the people would drown, right? So obviously it's not in the waterbed. Now, the few kashas here. Number one is, Baruch Moshe has two questions here that need discussion. Number one is, what if the dirt came from Eretz Yisrael? It says, Afer Shochutz Laretz. What if the dirt came from Eretz Yisrael? So there's a major machlokes achrayim. The Mishnah Lamelech is saying that it's even the dirt is from Eretz Yisrael. The reason it says Afer Shochutz Laretz is to be a chiddush. That even though it's Afer Shochutz Laretz, Rabbanan say Yechayim. That's what the Mishnah Lamelech learns. However, every other Achman and his brother seem to argue on the Mishnah Lamelech. They say if it would be an offer of Eretz Yisrael, it would be at least Chayim and Rabbanan. Because even though the sea is not Eretz Yisrael, but it's not getting nutrition from Chutz Laretz either. It's dirt of Eretz Yisrael without getting nutrition from the ground.
It could have been in upper Eretz Yisrael in America.
Theoretically, it might be Chayim and Rabbanon.
The dirt came from the ground. It's getting nutrition from the ground.
No, it's not getting nutrition from a ground that's Mechubel Lekar Canal, off the ground. Anyway, that's not quite to talk about. We're not going to get involved. But Tysus asked the Kacha, why couldn't you have the case? The guy wrote it on the sixth floor in a house. Is he in Eretz Yisrael or not? What is it, right? If you're telling me if this boat touches the ground, it's Eretz Yisrael. The boat's in the water. But he's not on the ground. Doesn't make a difference. Again, what's the difference, the sixth floor or the top of the river?
If you have a mere pet set and you have a plant living out there with a nakuf, that's high up, no?
Yes. It's not nakuf. We're back to the thing. It's Svina is not nakuf.
Okay.
If you plant on the sixth floor in Eretz Yisrael, why is that different than planting on the river? That's Tysus Iskacha.
I think we have to also analyze
here. So Tysus answers that in the sixth floor in Eretz Yisrael, the ground is plentiful under the house, meaning you go to the bottom floor, you're able to plant the ground, whereas the riverbed is not considered plantable because nobody ever plants a riverbed. So therefore, the sixth floor is not considered different than the ground under it, whereas the water river creates a hefsek that the sixth floor does not create. That's what Taisa says. Yes, Rabbi Cohn. By the way, somebody remarked that you're the only one I refer to as rabbi in this whole shiur.
But Rabbi, it must be a huge boat. I mean, when I say the word boat, I'm looking at like
a little sailboat.
There's no... assuming Chaimo, I mean, we're talking about three people. When Chazal made their thing to stay behind Nechtov, they're looking at...
Is it Chutz Laretz or Eretz Yisrael is the question.
Right, it's a rowboat.
That's why we have the same thing.
Is it Chutz Laretz or Eretz Yisrael? Where are you now?
But it doesn't apply...
Again, it's a light plug.
But I thought we don't... Do that.
So Tysus asked the Kasha. That was the Kasha I said you asked before. And I said you were Mechavan to Tysus' Kasha. I don't remember. I complimented you. I said Avraham Cohn asked Tysus' Kasha.
What was the answer to that question?
And Tysus said that land to land is bottle. A sea is its own entity. So it's part of Chutz Laretz and it's not bottle. It's light plug.
Is light plug meaning even if it's not Eretz Yisrael?
Again, Lloyd plugged that it has halacha of Chutz Laretz.
Even if it's not
Even though it's enveloped in Eretz Yisrael, still it has the halacha of Chutz La'aretz. The cities that were enveloped, we said, according to two Tanoim, that they don't have the halacha of Chutz La'aretz. They're more bottled to Eretz Yisrael than Tzi is. Tzi is a different kind of entity. I know, but if you take a look at the Taisus HaRav Yehuda, in the first three lines, he says, Avagav de Gakos, Amayim Havak Eretz Yisrael, Gara Hocha Mubuazalo. It's worse. Less bottle.
Gara means less
bottle
that it's...
That means you have to say before an episode. So Taisus is saying.
Yeah,
I wasn't misquoting Taisus.
So really, you never went on a boat?
I don't know. You can write up your own story. Yitzchak Avinu on the boat. I have no idea. You know what I mean? The adventures of Yitzchak Avinu on the boat. I have no idea. I don't know. Do you know that he went on a boat? You know, it's again, did Avraham Avinu wear a yarmulke? How do you know? Can you imagine Avraham Avinu without a yarmulke? Anyway, that's what you're telling me. Did Yitzchak Avinu not go on a boat? Who said he went on a boat? Can't bring a riot for something you make up.
For a person to go 100 and whatever years without ever
180 years.
Unlike he never left.
You know, how many times did I go on a boat? I'm an old man. How many times have I gone on a boat? Probably less than five.
No.
I went on the Maid of the Mist twice. I'm trying to figure out if I ever went on another boat besides. I think once I took another boat with my wife when we first got married. We had to go somewhere, so we were on a boat. I think three times. Oh, yeah, I was also when I was in camp, somebody tried teaching me how to paddle. He gave up after a few minutes. That was the fourth time I was on a boat. I don't think I was any more than a boat. When did I go on a boat? How many times do you go on a boat? Maybe you go fishing. People go fishing, go on a boat. I never went fishing. I have no idea. I don't go on a boat. Why would I go on a boat? I like to have dry land under me, you know what I mean? I also don't go bungee jumping. I mean, I don't do these things. Why should I go on a boat? Why would you think of me to go on a boat? Go fishing? Okay, I told you, but there's no source anywhere that he was ever in a boat.
Or even to go swimming.
Who said he went swimming? He went to the mikvah. So you asked me a question. When he went to the mikvah, why wasn't he out of Eretz Yisrael? Good point. He was not in Gesheshes. He was touching the bottom. Probably went to the mikvah. That I would assume Yitzchak Avinu went to the mikvah.
Why is it important that it says offer Chutz La'aretz above the Shemitah? Where the offer came from?
A minute ago I discussed it. I said the Mishnah of Maruch says it's a chiddush that even offer Chutz La'aretz Rabbanan say is chayev.
Why would I think it's chayev?
Because it's not getting any nutrition from there to show. Why should it be chayev?
Once I put the dirt in there to throw
it. It's not in there to throw, it's in the boat.
I'm just saying, once I do put it into, I always look at it as the bomb is ready to throw. Wherever.
Again, the children are bundled hole like you. It's a chiddush. This is not getting nutrition from Eretz Yisrael.
If you have offer, you bring Eretz Yisrael. Just never mix it up with dirt.
Well, is it getting nutrition? Is there a hefsing between that and the ground or not?
Let's say you put in tons and tons of dirt. Does that mean that?
Again. The halacha is a flower pot with a hole gets nutrition from the ground.
Right.
A flower pot without a hole does not get nutrition from the ground. So where are you putting this apricot flowers?
You're right. If I don't let it be swallowed by a throat, or put a neck of it, it will always be.
So the Chiddush Rabbanan says, if it's located within the area of Eretz Yisrael, becomes Chayiv Trumas and Maaseres. I don't know. Doesn't say. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't. That's how the Mishnah Malch learns. Others learn that if it would be up for Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's Chayiv Drabanan. No different than an Arthur Chain and Akuf. If you're taking dirt from Eretz Yisrael, and you put it wherever you put it, Lamaita, it's growing from dirt in Eretz Yisrael. It would be Chayiv at least with Drabanan.
It's not a border issue, according to Drabanan.
Drabanan is saying it's that's cool. It is a border issue. It's in Eretz Yisrael.
If you take dirt outside of Eretz Yisrael, you put it in a flower pot, and in the rabbah maybe, and it's still Eretz Yisrael.
No.
And it has a hole in it, and it's in America.
If it has a hole, then it's in America.
It becomes American soil.
Exactly. Right.
If it doesn't have a hole, yeah.
That's what Baruch Moshe asked a while back. Pashtus not.
Why?
I'm not sure.
The mic has never got any words.
According to the Rabbanon, if you take Eretz Yisrael soil, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, and you put it in Eretz in America, in the Utter Chain and Nukov, would it be Chayim Mid Rabbanon? I don't know the answer. Maybe. Start a new industry. Israeli soil, you know, they have Jerusalem stone. Now you can have Israeli soil. No, just have to sell to people. Like the pet rock, you know what I mean?
Sadly, the human has little packages of Israeli soil.
Right, they put it on.
Why?
Because it's brought down that she put it on a mace. A shipper at the Masayamai. It's a pasuk. The mace on a pasuk. Pasuk is an Azinu.
They sell it as part of the
don't sell it, it's part of the package. Not only Berkowitz Kumas, every funeral home in America does this. Every from place that they put wherever I just saw it's based on a pasuk. The chippur at Masayama, they put it on the eyes, they put it in certain parts of the body. Yeah, it's not good to die. It's good to live. Kent chayenu skamenu. Something about Abaita. Abaya Amar Havaha Rabbi Yehuda. It's both going like Rabbi Yehuda, but like Asha. Kambis mancha ain't not svina gesheshes. Kambis mancha svina gesheshes. Rabbi Yehuda, both are going like Rabbi Yehuda, but when it's touching the bottom, it's Eretz Yisrael. Rashi? No Rashi. Something about Abaita. Amar Rabbi Zera. Atzitz nokov hamuna hagaba yisaydis. You have a flower pot with a hole that's on pegs. So there's a direct link between land and the flower pot, but there's an air between them. Regular flower pot, not laying on the ground, not touching the ground, 20 feet above, 10 feet above, pick the amount of heat you want it to be above. There's a hole. The air can bring nutrition. But there's air in between.
Suspended.
Exactly. Suspended. Not blocked. Suspended. Not on the table.
It's resting on vertical pegs. So it's not.
Bottom line is, there's nothing blocking the hole from the ground.
But where's it getting its nutrition?
From the dirt.
It's getting its nutrition.
Well, that's the question. What's the difference? Water and dirt. Rabbi Yehuda said, water makes it not in Eretz Yisrael. So how about dirt? How about air? Rabbi says it has to be touching the ground when it's on the boat, right? How about if it's not touching the ground? So he says it's not chayev. So the Gemara wants to know now, for Trumas and Maishas, not for Gittin, for Trumas and Maishas, what happens if there's air in between? Now, for Gittin, we said that's not going to make a difference. Because since the ground under it is plantable, you're considered an Eretz Yisrael. But only if water is considered, but for Trumas and Maitres, we want to know. What would Rabbi Yehuda say if there's air in between?
There's no water. No water.
So let's give the Gemara a chance. 3 minutes we need. We need 3 minutes.
First you said water is mastic, right?
Rabbi Yehuda said water is mastic. So the question is, how about air? Rashi says clearly it's wood because it would be cheres, you wouldn't have to have a hole. Now Rabbi Yehuda would be maskim et chayim et rabbanon. The Gemara realizes that Rabbi Yehuda is not going to say the flower pots don't have to give trumas and maizes. But the Gemara thinks that by the boat, he considers it totally not Eretz Yisrael. That means he considers the water a hefsek. So biblically, air would be a hefsek too. Dr. Gemara, I'm a rabbi d'omalai. At kan lekam Rabbi Yehuda ha'asamel batzvin ha'asul l'vrayach. The only reason he said it's considered chutz la'aretz is because it's moving. boat moves. Rashi, Klep Nishim Alechas Kosha. Abu Atsu Chainat is for Brayach Loi. But if it would be stationary, maybe he agrees that it's considered Eretz Yisrael. It's only because it's moving, so we can't give it a location. Because it's not touching the ground, and it's moving. Rabbanon view water like land. Could be the Rabbanon hold land is a bigger hapstick, air is a bigger hapstick, because it's not touching the ground. Water is the ground. That's what they hold. So what the Gemara is saying now is, you can't compare air to water. Could be water is a hapstick, air is not a hapstick, could be air is a hapstick. And water is not a hapstick. That's what the Gemara is saying. You can't make the two dependent on each other. Rashi. Well, mystic avira may see the Lord. Ain't shum avir, there's no air. Mayakara smichta dummy. Now, we happen to pass him to Machoikas Rishaynim. An atzit snakov, that's on Yesedas, right? It's on pegs, suspended. Nope. And a guy picks it up. What? And a guy picks it up and puts it on a table. Is the Ivor Shabbos tighter or not? Is it right? Yes. Severed, forget, is a drabana. I'm asking, was he Michal Shabbos Midaraisa? Or he takes an Asa Snuggif off the table and puts it outside in his yard on the ground. Is he Imchayim Zereya? Machloikis Rishaynim. Rashi Shita and Shabbos is that it's not a deraisa. Only drabana. Even though it's Snuggif, it's only a drabana. He would get Malkus Midrabana, Rashi says. Because the Gemara uses the Lashon Chayev. So Rashi learns it means Malkus Mardis. Other Rishonim learn it to Deraisa.
You're uprooting it from its source of nutrition.
Is it really its source? It's air, Mastik. So Rashi Shita Masechta Shabbos, it's only rabbinic. Other Rishonim argue. It's Machlokes Rishonim.
It's a very simple thing. What do you think is a scientific thing? How's it growing?
Halacha doesn't depend on science. Halacha depends on the rabbinic level. Kafauchi does science. Halacha depends on the Rishayna. Rashi says in the Gemara and Shabbos that when the Gemara says Chayev, it means rabbinically Chayev Malkus. Not really attached to the ground biblically.
Was it more science?
No, it's a rabbinic connection, whatever that means.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm asking. What does that mean?
Biblically, we don't consider it connected to the ground. Rabbanu came along and said, since there's a hole, we consider that amount of nutrition. Okay,
is
you want to be?
It,
no, it's the amount of nutrition it's getting from the ground. Does that qualify to consider attached to the ground? Let's word it that way. It's getting X amount of nutrition from the ground. Is that considered enough to qualify it to be attached to the ground? Biblically not. Rabbinically, yes.
The Rebbe said a silver showed us it's the derisive.
Yes. The Rambam, I believe, passed into the derisive.
No matter what it's getting, it's nourishment.
Again, it must be getting... Again.
Not enough.
It must be getting some nourishment.
There's Matthias in it.
Right. But if there's no nourishment at all, what's the difference? A hole, not a hole.
If I move a flower pot, a knuckle above the top, and I move it a foot away, I haven't really...
You haven't done a thing.
That's all... What?
You haven't done a thing. You're not blocking the nutrition.
So I'm going to move it above
it. It's muktzah.
It's muktzah, yes.
We're talking about biblical, right? You haven't stopped the nutrition. But if you move it onto a table...
You said earlier that we don't plant in water.
People don't plant, right, that's what Titus says. People don't plant water beds.
So whatever rice paddies are,
no idea. You're asking a good question, I have no answer.
Cranberries are like that.
You plant cranberries underwater?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
In a marsh, yeah. Seaweed grows underwater.
What?
Seaweed, you know, the
what they need. Titus calls it a land that's not royal to me. I don't know what that means.
Sushi paper comes through.
If I eat sushi, it's time for the cockroach anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. If I eat raw fish, you know what I mean? seaweed. Why would people want to eat raw fish? That doesn't make any sense.
The world is.
Okay, so now we're changing gears. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says the machloikas of Yehuda and Rabbanon are not about rivers in Eretz Yisrael. They're not. They're talking about as follows, and let me explain this outside before we do it inside. Eretz Yisrael's northern border is called Turei Amnon, Har Ahar. The very northern border, there's a mountain in the northwest of Eretz Yisrael. Yes, it's near Aku, somewhere, or near Kziv, somewhere there, I don't know where. The most northern-western part of Eretz Yisrael is Har Ahar, and I'm learning this Gemara like Rashi. And Har Ahar, the peak of Har Ahar, is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. What slopes southwards is Eretz Yisrael. What slopes northwards is Chutzlar. The southern border of Eretz Yisrael is something called Nachal Mitzrayim. Big Machloikas is saying what Nachal Mitzrayim is. Rashi and Chumash says it's the Nilus, that Eretz Yisrael extends to the Nile. The Goyim use that Rashi, they say Israel is expansionist, they want to go to the Nile. Most Rishonim learned that the Nachal Mitzrayim is something called Wadi al-Arish. It's somewhere in the Sinai that there's a little stream of water, river of water, that goes into the Mediterranean, comes from the city of al-Arish, around al-Arish, somewhere in the Sinai. I'm not a big bucky. What? Some of it is not, according to this. Wadi al-Arish is the border. I don't know exactly where it's located, but it's located somewhere there. According to that, we'll learn, for argument's sake, we'll pick Wadi al-Arish. Rashi says it's the Nile, but other Rishonim they're not. Now, if you draw a line, very important, from the north to the south, a straight line, you're not going in the coast of Eretz Yisrael, because the coast of Eretz Yisrael moves inwards and then outwards. The coast of Eretz Yisrael is not a straight line. It moves inwards a little bit, and then outwards to Nachal Mitzrayim. So if you draw a line from the north to the south, it's on an angle. Honestly, I don't have a map in front of me. We'll just do that. Draw the line. Now, the islands that would be located within that line is Eretz Yisrael. You draw that imaginary line from Har Ahar, which is called Turei Amnon, to Nachal Mitzrayim. Anything within that is Eretz Yisrael.
In the Mediterranean.
In the Mediterranean Sea. That's one Maliyamar. The other Maliyamar says, no, you draw a line going east to west from the north of Eretz Yisrael and the south of Eretz Yisrael, and you go straight out. And theoretically, across the globe, it's all Eretz Yisrael. Sicily.
East to west?
East to west. Starting from Eretz Yisrael, go due west, from the north and from the south. And whatever is in within those latitudes is Eretz Yisrael. The southern Spain, Gibraltar, northern Africa, all Eretz Yisrael.
That's a little crazy.
That was not a nice way of avoiding it.
What?
No, Mandyamar and the Gemara says this. Now, Rabbeinu Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam. So that means southern Spain. Well, he said it where he lived in France. So why aren't we in Eretz Yisrael? So in Taisus Rashi brings Rabbeinu Tam's second terrace. We're not within that latitude. That's a simple answer. But the kasha is, why isn't southern Spain and northern Africa in Eretz Yisrael?
Florida
and
Cuba.
Exactly. And Florida and Cuba and Texas. You can move to Houston and maybe you're in Eretz Yisrael. I have no idea where the latitudes go. Mexico. You mean Eretz Yisrael. Texas is Kasha. So Rabbeinu Peter is Rabbeinu Tam. So he asked him about France. So in the second answer, Rabbeinu Tam says we're not in those latitudes. Right. But what happens in those latitudes? So Texas answers, Rabbeinu Tam answered him, two answers. He said, number one, he said it wasn't conquered by El Babo. And every dry land that wasn't conquered by Lebovo doesn't get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the first Beit HaMikdash, but in the second Beit HaMikdash, it's only the land conquered by Lebovo. So granted, it's within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael proper, but it's not Lamaisa, because Eila Bubble never conquered Spain and Northern Africa. So even lands in Eretz Yisrael that weren't conquered by Eila Bubble don't have Aloha of Eretz Yisrael. Was never conquered by Lababo. It's conquered by the Jews now, but not, and by the Spanish. So it's, you know, I mean, it's like, you can pick your mind. Now, that was the first territory. The second territory, it says, it's only going on islands, not on masses of land. All islands located within those latitudes have Eretz Yisrael. Either partially located, or even, I don't know, Cyprus might be part of it. I have no idea where the Cyprus sticks in between those latitudes. Anything within the latitude that's an island is Eretz Yisrael. But a mass of land like southern Spain and northern Africa was never included. But it could be Gibraltar. I have no idea what Gibraltar is exactly. But I think Gibraltar is within those latitudes and it's an island, I believe. The Rock of Gibraltar. What?
It's Morocco?
No, it's a separate entity, the Rock of Gibraltar, I think. I don't think it's connected.
Part of the mainland of Spain.
It's part of the mainland? Oh, I didn't know that. So there's the answer. So it's part of the mainland. So you can have people keep one day Yom Tov in Spain, you know what I mean? Because it's part of Eretz Yisrael. So Tyson's answer is not a game for two reasons. Either it was like Hafshuay Lababo, or because it never meant the masses of land, it only meant the islands. But therefore, the Gemara is answering, it depends where you brought this is the Machloikas of Yehuda and Rabbanah. Meaning, when we say maybe get Benahara and Besvina, it's talking about in an area where there's the Machlokes Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether it's considered Eretz Yisrael or not. The rivers in Eretz Yisrael are Eretz Yisrael.
Is it because of low boats again? Why would it do
that? Boats land somewhere.
Shares
between is never the problem. The boats are stopping somewhere.
Was there enough travel to get Edom and Tzim Lekaima?
Well, the boat has to come somewhere. People don't live in a boat forever.
No, but it's far away. Gibraltar says there's a stroll. Who says that there's...
It's only the island due west of Eretz Yisrael.
Well, who says there's enough traffic that Edom and Tzim
Lekaima? Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with that. Don't worry, I'm not going to get to my Ben Haris Eretz Yisrael. The Kula Amaloi Pligi. And the Key Pligi Miyam HaGadol. Did not go. Eretz Yisrael is a Chutz Lares. One is Eretz Yisrael, one is Chutz Lares.
What's Yamagadol
there? Yamagadol is Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Oh. So it is. It's called Yamagadol because it's associated with Eretz Yisrael. The time.
Rashi
says it by Nor HaGadol in Upras. That's what Rashi says in the Chumash. But that's Nor HaGadol, and it's going on the Euphrates.
Why is it Gadol?
Because it's associated with Eretz Yisrael. Euphrates flows somewhere near Eretz Yisrael. In the northern of Eretz Yisrael, the Euphrates River is the boundary. So therefore, the Euphrates is associated. So that's the Rashi and Chumash.
I know, but
which part is it in? Which part is it in?
Why did Moshe ask the answer in Mediterranean? The answer was his only answer, or?
I saw it in one of the I don't remember which one. Somebody said it.
No, because it's associated with
Israel.
That's why.
That's what one of the Mepharshim say. I forgot. I didn't get a name to it, but I saw it in one of the Mepharshim. The bottom of the Masifta Gemara brought it down from one of the Mepharshim. Rashi says it on Nor HaGadol. The Pasuk never refers to Yam HaGadol. I don't believe the Pasuk ever calls it does. Right. Go Yam HaYom Yam HaGadol. You're right. That's it. My mistake. Zakti Gemara, the Tanya. Let's do Rashi first. Kulamalei pligi the gashes on them. The Avagav the ain't three the gasheshes. It's nothing to do with the boat. The time of the get loymishim yinikim and akarku kamaiser trias. Meaning these two brises of again have nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon who talk about boats to the ground, not to the ground. Those are trumas and maishers issues. Get has to do with physical location. If you're in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, you're Eretz Yisrael, even if you're a body of water. We dismissed the comparison of before. What the Machloikas, the two brises is exactly what is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Keep leaking. Beyond HaGadol. Shutchum Marav Eshel Eretz Yisrael is the western border of Eretz Yisrael. Please, Hanoi. Igulam Adam Esfas Hayam Ugvul The Yam Gufe Lav Eretz Yisrael. The boundary of the sea is the Gvul, meaning drawing a line from the northern boundary to the southern boundary. From the northern coast, northwestern coast, to the southwestern coast. Right? That's Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, anything within that is Eretz Yisrael. But the Yam Gufe Lav Eretz Yisrael. Mediterranean is not Eretz Yisrael. Right? Only within the boundary. There's another Mandiyamar that says go west, and it's all Eretz Yisrael. So according to that Mandiyamar, a lot of the Mediterranean is Eretz Yisrael.
This part of the Eretz Yisrael
is concave,
and that's an Eretz Yisrael. Past that,
it's a
Machlokas.
Again, within the latitudes.
Within the latitudes.
I don't know, again, I'm not a map expert. There's a name for the guy that's a map expert, or whatever they call it. What? Who? Cartographer?
Cartographer.
I'm not a cartographer. So I don't know whether the Mediterranean extends north of the latitude, south. I have no idea. I know that if you go due west, you can hit northern Africa and Spain. Because the Mediterranean narrows when it comes there. So obviously the latitudes are going to go through.
There are islands over there that
Cyprus.
And that might be part of Eretz Yisrael?
Part of Cyprus.
Well,
that's the old road going. If it's Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to Tysus, they didn't conquer it in the second base on Megdush. It's not Eretz Yisrael for these halachas. So it's a theoretical argument.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not giving in Trumas and Maestras. Rabbeinu Petra was asking, why in southern Spain aren't they Chayiv in Trumas and Maestras?
Go after the second base,
for Tumas and Maestras? Because the Kedusha was bottled at the end of the first base HaMikdash, and they had to re-be Mekadosh. They were only re-Mekadosh. Now, it could be for Gittin. It doesn't make a difference. They go with the actual boundaries, original Eretz Yisrael. But talking about Tumas and Maestras, his Kasha wasn't for Gittin. His Kasha was Tumas and Maestras. The answer is it wasn't conquered in the second. But we're going now with the Mandiyamar that says Kedusha Rishayim is not only what was part of Oil above. That's what Titus did. His second answer is it only includes islands and it doesn't include masses of land, continents. That would answer it even according to the other Mandiyamar. It's interesting, he's not quite a mask of Tyson. Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam answer him? France. The Kasha was of France. That's where they lived. France is not within the latitudes. So, one of that quite a point out, if you look at the Tyson Sirach, he says, well, he answered him, we're not in the latitudes. So he did answer him that. But he was answering him a second question, which was Spain and Northern Africa. Southern Spain and Northern Africa. Some say the Mediterranean is Eretz Yisrael.
That what it means when the
Mashiach
comes
with Eretz
Yisrael
is going to change. No, that means more than the latitude.
More than the latitude.
Yeah, that's more than the latitude. Time will stop here. We'll start with the Brisa tomorrow, Eretz Yisrael. Dr. Braid and everybody else is on the phone. Monday, there won't be Peliyayat since I'll be giving the shiur on the phone.
Thank you.